In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Kind of a gloomy, dreary day out there, but just hold on. It's supposed to be beautiful tomorrow and actually hot over the weekend, which I lament, but everyone else seems to be excited about it. So there you go. Mike Elam is with us as he is on Thursdays. We're trying to keep things as balanced as we can. We don't like talking about politics much at all. We definitely don't like talking about politics wall to wall, but you know, it's important and you guys are engaged and we're engaged. And so we have Mike on. We have the think tank on Tuesdays. Alvin Reed is on Fridays. So he'll be in here this time tomorrow. So there you go. So now, are you officially in the race for
county executive?
So everything's filed and...
No. So you don't officially file until the last week of February next year.
Wow.
Yeah, the election.
Oops.
Hey, give me five, give me yeah. So it's not until August of 26. So we've got a while.
Yeah.
Before all that stuff works out. So that's when you're officially in. So you open filing the last week of February, goes through the last week of March, and that's when we'll find out at the end of that, okay, who's in, who's running, yeah, what's really going.
I bet already, though, there's a lot of interesting jockeying going around.
Oh, my Lord. It's funny to watch all of that stuff go on. It's funny. I was at a chamber luncheon on Tuesday in O'Fallon, and I was talking with some people at the table. And they're like, how's the campaign going? I'm said, it's as good as it can be 14 months before an election.
Yeah.
And they're like, wait, 14 months? I thought it was November this year. I'm like, no, we don't have a November this year. And we don't have an August this year in terms of election. And they're like, wait, this isn't until next year? I'm like, yeah. Like, that's crazy. You're telling me.
Hmm.
So Steve Ellman, who's the current county executive, decided to, for whatever reason, do something very un-Steve. He announced something way far in advance. Normally, Steve keeps his cards pretty close to the vest. But he decided, I guess a reporter caught him on a bad day. And he said, this is it. I'm not running for re-election. And they put it out there. And that just kind of opened the gate where everybody's like, hey, let's go. I bet if he had it to do all over again, he would have said, nah, we'll wait and see. And probably later this year, maybe by Christmas or so, he would have said, I'm calling it quits. I'm hanging it up. You know, I'm going to go away.
Yeah.
Which he deserves that. I mean, he's 19 years. So next year, 20 years as county executive. He's been in elected office since 1988.
Yeah. Done a nice job.
Yeah. He's done a really good job. And he definitely deserves his retirement. So it's just funny how everybody started jumping in. And you have a lot of names who kind of, They'll kick the tires and go, yeah, maybe I'm in, maybe not.
Is being a county executive akin to being a governor as opposed to like a state rep or a state senator?
Very much so. It works very much the same way. Because the county council, both in St. Louis County and St. Charles County, work as a legislative branch, just like the House and the Senate. Mm-hmm. And then the county executive functions like the governor. So the county council will pass whatever laws and regulations that are there. They kind of set the rules of the game, and then they give the game to the county executive, and they play the game based on the rules that the council sets, much like the governor does. So whenever there's something, you're seeing it happen in the city with Kara right now, to where a tornado hits, then the executive is the one who's going to spearhead all of those things, put all the teams together, do all the task force, handle all that part.
Yeah.
But then you have the legislative branch who will come back and say, hey, we see this as an issue. We're going to set some guardrails, or we're going to open up some guardrails. So that's kind of how it happens.
Why do you think St. Charles County is so much more conservative than St. Louis County?
Oh, man. I don't know why it started that way. You know, what's funny is 20 years ago, St. Charles County, most of the elected officials were Democrats. It's just kind of evolved over time. We were talking about this last week, how the parties have really evolved. And I think that's kind of what's happened over the last 25, 30 years. You've seen the Republican Party become more friendly to blue-collar workers, and you've seen the sort of educated crowd, college crowd, go more Democrat as they've gone more progressive. So the parties have kind of left the people who were their traditional people, and that's had people moving side to side, and they've decided to change sides now. And you had a lot of folks in St. Charles County, who I would say back in the Reagan days, they were the Reagan Democrats, the Blue Dog Democrats. It's kind of who the Democrats were in St. Charles County. Mm-hmm. And over time, those folks just morphed into Republicans because that's what was closest to them. They've always been fiscally conservative. And I think St. Charles County has had the opportunity, while St. Louis County had grown, St. Charles County saw what was going on in St. Louis County and said, that doesn't work. We need to fix that out here. We need to make sure that doesn't happen here.
One thing I'll give Republicans credit for being smart is they stopped crapping on unions the way they used to.
I agree.
Because like my mom and dad, my mom couldn't stand Donald Trump, but she would have been an extreme Republican socially. But my dad being a union carpenter, they were always Democrats.
Right.
But their sensibilities and their politics were really way more conservative. So I think you guys were smart. I don't think you've embraced unions, but like I said, you stopped crapping on them. And that allowed union people to go, well, my sensibilities and my morals are more like Republicans. They've stopped crapping on me. I think I'm going to be a Republican.
I think that's exactly it. I remember when I was in elementary school in Piggott, Arkansas, and we were at, my dad was the pastor at the Southern Baptist Church, right? First Baptist Church in Piggott. And we were at this senior sing event. And I don't know why this is a core memory, but it just stuck. I was probably 8, 9 years old, and they were having some conversation about politics at the time, and Jimmy Carter probably was president back then. And I asked my dad, I said, what are we? Are we Democrat or Republicans? And he said, we don't make enough to be Republicans. And that's kind of, I mean, this was an agricultural community, less than 3,000 people.
Was.
It was the same kind of thing, right? So you had that sort of Christian values, conservative, family first, all that type stuff. There was a part of the Democratic Party that was a core for them. And over time, it just kind of drifted away. The party went a different direction. The people didn't.
Yeah.
The people stayed the same. The parties changed. So they found a party that better fit who they were.
I know every election, this is the election of our lives, and this is the most important. But I think the next big election, like in 2028, 2026 and 2028, are going to be fascinating because I think both parties are going to move significantly.
I agree.
I think the Democrats are smart enough to realize what they've been doing obviously doesn't work. They're going to have to move. And then you guys are going to have to, I mean, you can't put Don Jr. up there.
No.
Right?
He won't be the guy.
No.
He won't.
You can't have another Trump.
No.
I don't think you guys are crazy about Vance, to be honest.
I don't. Vance is kind of the guy right now just because he's next to Trump. But Trump isn't even saying that Vance is the guy.
No.
I mean, he came out and said Rubio and Vance are both great, yeah. right? And Rubio wants to be that guy. He wanted to be that guy in 2016.
Yeah.
So he wants to be that guy. It's going to be interesting on the Republican side to see how much of this populist coalition the party can keep together when Donald Trump is no longer on the ticket, right? That's going to be interesting.
And I don't think you guys have to worry about losing MAGA voters to Democrats.
No.
I think you have to worry about losing them to staying at home.
Exactly. And similar to what happened with the Democrats in this last election, like you had an awful lot of Democrats in this last election who just said, I don't like Harris. I don't like Trump. I'm just not voting for anybody.
Yeah.
The interesting thing to me is watching the Democrats and figure out who do they want to be. And they don't know. The leadership of the party, when you look at Washington, D.C. leadership of the party, they're all over 80. And they're trying to figure out, is there a way we can hand this over? Like Nancy Pelosi was supposed to go away. She put Jeffries in charge and said he's going to be the next guy to run the House. But then she didn't leave. Mm. She's still there. So it's one of those kind of things where people are always going to go back to Nancy as long as Nancy is there and say, yeah, okay, Jeffries has got the title, but what do you think, Nancy? What should we do?
I don't think the Democrats can change enough to win the next election. I think that the Republicans can lose it, but I don't know that the Democrats can win it. Wheels, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, that may be true, but it's just so far out.
It just seems like, it's like sports, that if you say the Cardinals are going to win the series next year, smart people would go, ah, that would be great, but probably not. And that's the way I'm talking about this, that I don't know that you can go from what I would consider to be a very left-leaning party. I think my friend Andrew would disagree. I think he thinks that they lost because they were way too centrist.
Yes.
But I don't know that in my mind you can go from where they were to where they need to be to win an election outright.
A lot of it depends on what happens in 3 years, over the 3 years, right? Like if things are good and you get to 3 years down the road and it's like, well, my 401k is good and my, you know, I'm happy with everything else, that'll change the dynamic. But if things are bad and you're like, well, my 401k is in the crapper and prices haven't come down, whatever, I think it's in that situation less about whether or not you've made good changes, because people seem to like. And I'm only talking about the swing voters that matter, because there are people that will never, ever, ever vote for one party or the other. They're going to vote Democrat. They're going to vote Republican. Those people are not changing.
Right.
There's that group that does swing and they seem to like change. They seem to go by basically vibes, for lack of a better term. Right. Like, am I happy right now or not? If they're not happy, they swing one the opposite way of what's there.
Yeah, they're not tied into any particular party, so they're all free agents and they'll go wherever. I think the interesting thing for the Democrat Party between now and 2028 is figuring out how to pass the torch.
Yeah.
And are you going to pass the torch? Right now, you've got a lot of 80-plussers who won't get out of the way. They won't allow the next generation to come up. So they're butting heads with them. You're seeing it with this David Hogg guy, with the Democrat Party, who's 25 years old, who is very passionate and plugged into that progressive side, which has got a lot of energy, and they're raising a lot of money, but there's not enough of them to get people elected. So they're getting a lot of energy, they're getting a lot of money raised, but it's dying on the vine because there's nowhere for his people to go from there.
Yeah.
And now they've turned on their own party. And they are going after the Pelosi's and the Schumer's and all those folks. So trying to figure out, can they find a way to pass the torch and get out of the way? But the problem is the Bernie Sanders wing, the AOC's, agree with your friend Andrew, who says we need to be more progressive.
And bringing it back to the city for a moment, I'm a Kara Spencer fan. We're friends of hers. She's a friend of the show. But she's in a precarious position.
She is.
Because we all know how it is. It's like when someone passes away, when the last casserole dish is clean and you don't see anyone for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And this story is going to go out of the news. And it's not going to be as in your face as it has been the last couple of weeks.
Right.
But people are going to suffer. Because there's just a certain amount of time that stuff takes.
It does.
And if you don't have insurance and someone doesn't come in and bail you out, whether it's the federal government or it's a charity or they use the Rams money, then you're going to be soured towards whoever's in charge.
I completely
fairly
agree
or not
with that.
Fairly.
No, that's it. And when things are good while you're in the office, then you get all the praise. And when things are bad, you get all the blame. And neither is really fair, right? It's somewhere in the middle. You didn't make it all that good and you didn't make it all that bad, but it happens on your watch and you're going to get that blame.
Yeah.
But I think she's in a unique position. And I talked about this with you before, where I really think Donna Behringer is going to be that key thing there, because she is more of a fiscal hawk and she wants accountability for the money. So because of that, I think she's going to do a good job of backing Kara up and making sure that the dollars that are being spent are getting something for it. You're going to have accountability, I believe, in what you're going to see there. We had a guy at Rotary yesterday who spoke, who's part of the Rotary Disaster Recovery Team. And I didn't even know this existed. Yeah. I've been a Rotarian for 23 years. It seems like it's a pretty new thing. But you have all of these organizations now who are known for certain things. The Red Cross, Billy Graham's son. He's got that.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. So I saw their trucks out in West St. Louis that were out there kind of staging. But all of these groups, these nonprofits who come in, they're known for a certain thing. You guys do housing. You guys do food. He said there's a Southern Baptist organization that comes in and they can feed more people in a short period of time than any other organization on the planet. They just show up, pop up, and they can do 14,000 meals like it's nothing. So everybody's kind of known for that. To your point, that's all going to hit. They're going to get the triage system done, but now you've got to heal.
Yep.
And the healing just takes time, right? Yep. But he talked about the fact while he was there that said FEMA doesn't feed a person, doesn't close a person, doesn't house a person. FEMA just writes checks. That's all. So people keep saying, where's FEMA to save me? FEMA doesn't save you. FEMA just writes the checks. You've got to have a team there that is doing the actual boots on the ground work. And then FEMA writes the checks to finance all
of
that.
And FEMA's not going to write a big enough check to anybody to replace everything you lost.
Yeah, it's going to take an awful lot. Yeah. For that to happen.
Because that would be literally billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Something like 3,500 structures demolished. So.
Yeah, they said 5,000 at East West Gateway, 5,000 completely gone.
Wow.
Just in the city alone.
Yeah.
So there's going to be an awful lot of cleanup that's going to happen there. The good news about that is, though, it's going to create a lot of temporary jobs that people who are looking for work are going to be able to get some work. If they're willing to do the work.
Yeah.
But the opportunity is going to be there. And opportunity is one of the biggest things. And yeah. I really think if you look on the other side of this, taking your point at short term, there's going to be some pain. But if you look from now to a year from now, there is an opportunity because of a lot of these buildings that should have been torn down years ago. Mother Nature took them down for you.
So I know a lot of the African-American community is worried about people taking advantage.
Yes.
People coming in, developers buying up their properties that they can't afford to maintain for pennies on a dollar, building condos or something. I think that's a real worry within the community.
I agree, but I also think it's an opportunity because you could have some housing there that is needed. So there's an opportunity with some governmental assistance from the feds that are going to come in and be a part of this.
Yeah.
If you have the oversight there to be able to do that, they can help create the housing that they need and hopefully create some AIM zones or something like that, these advanced industrial manufacturing zones. So you may be able to create some opportunities for workforce, some opportunities for education, some opportunities for housing that are all needed in the city right now.
Yeah.
So it's a really ugly way. It's a really bad way to get there. But a lot of things that were being holding up that progress just got knocked down by Mother Nature.
Yeah.
So the opportunity to now get over that hurdle is done for you. You just need to do the work to get there. And I think there's a really good opportunity that it could happen. I'll tell you, I'm cautiously optimistic right now.
Good. All right. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Kay.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back, DG. Ask Story segment here. Went a little long there with Mike Elam. Please go to St. Louis Magazine's website and vote for us on a daily basis until June 16th for the A-List Award for Best Talk Radio Show. You can go to our Facebook and see a link, and just all they need is an email, and there you go. I'm doing it twice a day.
You can also just go to the Dave Glover Show Facebook page. We have several links there if you'd like to vote, please.
Jamie Foxx just told Eddie Murphy to never do stand-up again because he's no longer funny, because he's way too rich. And he said he's in the same boat and they're just not relatable. And I thought that was very interesting.
It is interesting.
I get what he's saying. Aren't any of the guys, like, I mean, is Chris Rock still funny? Because he's pretty rich.
I watched his last special, and I love Chris Rock.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you, like, anything that was talked about. It didn't make much of an impression,
no.
I'll put it that way.
It's interesting, Dave, because we were just talking earlier off the air about, like, rock bands, right? And how it's always their first three or four records, and after that, it's just, I think comedy's kind of the same way.
You only got so much juice in you.
Yeah.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed,
come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.